Russia. It is day three of Israel's war on terror that began over the weekend with a deadly, multifaceted Hamas attack on the Jewish state. It's left more than 1,200 people dead so far. Many of the victims are civilians, including some Americans and almost 300 Israelis who were ambushed by the terrorists at a concert venue. Correspondent Joseph Fetterman following developments from Jerusalem.
Israel's first priority right now is still to regain control of its southern border communities. The chief military spokesman this morning said that they had regained control, but he also said that they are conducting scans and there may still be militants roaming around the area. Just a few minutes after he made that statement, they announced that there was a gunfight going on in one of those communities.
There have been persistent reports of Iranian involvement in the attack on Israel, including help in planning the attack. That's raising more questions about the Biden administration's decision to release $6 billion in frozen Iranian assets. Still, President Biden voicing rock-solid support for Israel.
The president made it clear over the weekend that the U.S. stands by the Jewish state and that Israel has a right to defend itself. He also issued this warning.
This is not a moment for any party hostile to Israel to exploit these attacks to seek advantage. The world is watching.
Mr. Biden spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu on both Saturday and Sunday as a range of U.S. officials spoke with their Israeli counterparts. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, having rejected a proposed five-year contract by a wide margin, Mack truck workers are striking. Roughly 73% of the UAW members turned thumbs down on the deal, covering 4,000 Mack truck workers in Florida, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. Wall Street, the Dow futures down 172. This is SRN News. Evangelical leaders are urging Christians to pray for Israel.
In the wake of the unprecedented attack by Hamas over the weekend, Pastor John Hagee of Christians United for Israel is urging Americans to pray that, quote, the Israeli Defense Forces land a defeating blow to the enemies of Israel. Pastor Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Dallas tweets, pray for God's continued protection of Israel. Greg Laurie of Harvest Fellowship says, pray for Israel and her people as they face their own version of 9/11. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmen in Peru have arrested a man who has been making threats against Jewish institutions in the U.S. The FBI says Eddie Santos made more than 150 bomb threats against synagogues, hospitals, and school districts in five states last month. It's not clear if Santos was actually planning to carry out his attacks or trying to throw suspicion for the threats onto several women who had rejected him. This is SRN News. The Marine Corps says men and women are now integrated in boot camp.
But while male and female recruits are in the same companies, platoons remain segregated by gender. A spokesman says keeping the platoon segregated is critically important to the way the Corps makes Marines, and that is by taking individuals, breaking them down mentally, and then building them back up. And many female officers are strong proponents of the segregation, saying it helps to keep men and women to stay focused. Jason Walker reporting.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. expected to drop his Democratic bid for president and announce he'll run as an independent or third-party candidate. Kennedy's campaign has teased a major announcement today in Philadelphia. Kennedy running as a third-party candidate would add a new wrinkle to the 2024 race. More details, SRNNews.com.